producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, and it turns out that sort of whining at you guys about calling early in the program worked really well last hour, so maybe it'll work well again. Just don't wait the last minute on me, all right? 855-993-7569. All right, so on this day, Christopher Columbus lands at Honduras on his fourth and final voyage. Now, I mean, maybe I can tell this joke twice, because usually I can only tell it once a year. All right, Manny, here's the question. You know the three ships. Did you know Columbus had a fourth ship?
I feel like I've heard this joke before.
Probably. I usually can't tell it until October 12th, but given the fact that this was the day he landed on Honduras, there's the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and the fourth one fell off the edge. Come on, that's a relatively good
joke. That is good.
Joke.
That is good. That is good, yeah.
All right, I have another. I'm just on jokes. So I told you I was on the cruise for one of my New York affiliate a couple nights ago. With my broken foot, which meant, it was actually, if you're going to have a broken foot, it's a great time to have it, because everybody else was having a hard time finding their balance on the boat. So, it's a little less obvious that I was a crip. All right, so here's the question. Do you know the first year that women voted in the primary election in New York?
I don't know this.
Well, and see, if I'd probably been a little bit more aware, I probably would have gotten this one, because it's actually a trick question, because I'm trying to figure out, all right, when the suffragette movement, and but that doesn't make any sense, because it turns out that the answer is 1968, and the reason it's 1968 is New York did not have a primary before then. So beware of trick questions. The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa. I still think mine's better. The Nina, the Pinta,
I think yours is better.
Yeah, fourth one fell off the edge. Yeah. I mean, and doesn't it instantly give you that picture of the world as a square? Yeah. All right, 855-993-7569. Julie, welcome. You're on the air. How may I help you?
Oh, Dr. Joy, my younger brother turned 52 in August.
Okay.
And the next day, his wife passed without warning.
Wow.
They were married for 27 years and together for 31.
Wow.
So we had the funeral was last week, and he's talking, I've been over there every day, and he's talking about going to get counseling. And I said, well, reasonably he's suffering grief.
Yeah.
So what is the goal in counseling when you lose a spouse?
Good question.
Why would he go there?
Okay, that's two separate questions, and I will answer them both. Why, if he died, why did they wait so long for the funeral? Did they have a memorial service?
Well, it was only 10 days.
Okay.
But we had to make the arrangements, and we had to get everybody in town and get the pastor lined up and get the church and stuff. So it wasn't a long wait, honestly.
It was actually pretty fast. Yeah, today is the 18th, so if his birthday was actually in August, it's a little more than that,
yeah.
But I got it.
Yeah, well, his birthday was the 27th. The next day, he couldn't wake her up, and she died on the 1st.
Oh, I see. So she didn't die immediately. Got it.
No. She went to the hospital, and they had a surgery, and it didn't work, and she died.
Do we know what she died of?
A brain tumor. An undiagnosed brain tumor until she went to the hospital.
Wow. You know what? Let me just say one thing, and this is a little bit tangential to your question, but may be helpful to you and may be helpful to your brother at some point. It's really tough on the survivors, but if you could pick a way to go, isn't that how you'd go? You'd just go to sleep.
Yeah, she didn't suffer, and she never woke up. Yeah.
She never suffered. She never woke up. Nobody really had to deal with her for any length of time as deteriorating. It's the way in high school, one of my friends fell off a mountain, and I remember thinking, that's the way to go. And, of course, everybody thought I was being an insensitive club. And I just thought, you know, it's really tough on people because they didn't have a chance to say goodbye and whatever. But for the person who dies, since none of us are getting out of here alive, that's the way to go. All right.
Right.
So the question.
Our only other sibling died in August of a disease that affects the liver. And
wow.
So that was a painful, excruciatingly painful deterioration that took many months. So
you guys have had a really tough kind of summer, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
our parents,
our same parents, are both still alive in their 80s. So,
they're having a tough time as well.
Yeah. So we're wondering about the, like, I want to help him to get through this as best he can, but he doesn't know, like, and neither one of us know why you would go to grief counseling. Now, number one, he is mentally healthy, physically healthy, financially healthy, and emotionally healthy. He
Terrific.
Was on his birthday. So he went into it in the best position.
All right. So the question is, does everybody, let me answer the questions that you're not asking and then make sure that I've covered the ones that you are.
Right.
I think the first question is, does everybody need to go to therapy after the sudden death of a loved one? The answer is no. Can it help? Absolutely. So if it can help, where do you go? And the answer is not necessarily to, and there are a couple ways to do this. The question is, do you go immediately or do you wait and see if there's a problem? And I would say, there's no right answer here. You could do either. That the traditional way of dealing with a sudden death is usually, as you point out, not necessarily traditional therapy. It's usually grief counseling. Now, grief counseling can take a number of different scenarios. It can be group, where the idea being, and if you're going to do group counseling, you want to make sure, for example, Compassionate Friends deals with the death of a child, which I think can be enormously helpful, obviously completely irrelevant here. But if you're going to do that, you want to make sure that it wasn't one kid in a drive-by shooting when he was 20 and another kid who died of leukemia at 4. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, so grief counseling can be very useful. And the question is, do you need it? I mean, I would follow your brother's instincts that he's saying, I need to talk with somebody about this, which means to me, now you have to admit underneath all this, I'm a therapist, that he's saying, I'm presenting a really strong face to everybody else. I'm undone. I really need some help, and I really don't want to go to family members because I have a vested interest in them thinking of me in a certain way, and I don't feel that way. I don't want to have to live up to it. I need to go someplace private where I can be less than they need for me to be right now. So if he wants to go to a therapist, I think he should go. Now, the question is, what kind of therapist? And I would say probably at this moment, because it sounds to me that he's feeling at a real conflict, a tension between how he feels and how he thinks people expect him to feel. That doesn't necessarily speak to a group, as far as I'm concerned, at least initially. Eventually, it may make some sense. But right now, I think either a traditional grief counseling one-on-one, or if he really feels that he has a therapist that he trusts, could I do grief counseling? Sure. Have I done it? Yes. Is it the most efficacious? Depends on what the person needs. If really what they need is, okay, I lost my wife. How do you guys get through losing your wife? When you start dating again? Then a group can be very helpful. So right now, the distinction between group counseling, between grief counseling and individual therapy is really completely up to him. It sounds to me, if I had to guess, just from the little clues that you've given me, that he'd probably be most comfortable with a traditional grief therapist one-on-one, or maybe even just a traditional therapist. Now, for the rest of the family, it really, I think that each of you, you know, your parents, I think, are probably, believe it or not, the most vulnerable at this moment, partially because of their age, partially because losing a sib is certainly tragic. But I think one of the things that all of us assume is that we will predecease our children. And when that doesn't happen, especially at the age that they are, I think they are probably the most vulnerable at this moment. So what I might do is I would let your it sounds to me your brother has already made a decision that he wants to go talk with a therapist, which I think is fine. I think you can say, first and second of all, or maybe even first of all, don't be hurt or insulted that he's feeling a therapist rather than a sister. All right? Let me put you on hold and come back and talk a little bit more about other family members. Andrew, I'll get to you in just a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Leave it alone. It'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Julie, whose 52-year-old brother, the day after his birthday, lost his wife unexpectedly. She didn't wake up. She was in a coma and basically died about a week later. And he's saying, okay, I need to find a therapist. And she said, well, does he need a therapist? And I'm saying, people certainly can go through a grieving process without therapy. And that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with him. But the fact that he wants to, I would absolutely be supportive. I would not be at all insulted of saying, well, he wants to talk with a therapist. As I said, if I read between the lines here a little bit, it sounds to me that he's feeling a bit overwhelmed and doesn't want to and wants to be there for the rest of the family, including your parents and maybe even you, because there's been so much loss in the family, and he doesn't want to do that and doesn't know how to give up the public persona for the personal need. And a therapy is great under those circumstances. That's again a very useful function of therapy, to be able to deal with the discrepancy between how you want to appear to other people and how you feel yourself, especially in times of trauma. So absolutely.
So the therapy, Dr. Joy, the therapy, the goal of the therapy is to then actually do what? Because nothing brings her back.
No, of course not.
So how does the therapy, like, how do you know, like, if it worked, or
okay,
how long, is some,
okay,
like, what's the goal, actually?
Okay, very good question. I think the goal of therapy is always to figure out different ways of behaving that you think will work better. I mean, if I had to dissolve all of therapy to its essence, that's what I would say, to deconstruct it, it's to figure out ways to think and behave that work better than what you were doing before you went into therapy.
Okay.
So, in this particular case, to maybe deal with the discrepancy about what he feels other people expect of him and what he expects of himself, of any guilt that he may have about the marriage. I don't know what his goals are. He's probably not going to share them with you. But
right,
with grief therapy, my basic rule of thumb with people is you need to embrace the sorrow so you can let it go. And the hard part is actually both parts of it. Because embracing the sorrow, for women, we have very little difficulty embracing sorrow. We can mourn, we can cry, we can ask for help. Letting it go is sometimes very difficult for women because they feel that either people won't pay enough attention to them afterwards, or that for women, being strong is much more complicated. Men obviously have exactly the opposite problem. For men, embracing the sorrow is very difficult. So they feel that, well, they're moving on, and they haven't. So everybody has to embrace the sorrow. Everybody has to let it go. The question is, how do you do either or both? And I think therapy can really help women who don't have much trouble usually embracing the sorrow. They can help them to let it go, understanding because you've let go of the sorrow doesn't mean you've let go of that person. For men, it's embracing the sorrow doesn't mean you're less manly. So and those are great generalities, and they shouldn't be used in all cases except to think about this in an abstract way. And you know how I feel about abstractions, but I think in this particular case, it sounds to me your brother really needs some help in breaking down, in feeling inept, in feeling overwhelmed, and therapy is a safe place to do that.
Okay.
And in terms of how long, that's everybody's always first question, and my answer, which irritates the daylights out of everybody, always has, always will, is you'll know. And for most of my clients, that, you know, they would say, because there's less to talk about, or you're moving on to another issue. And for me, because I was always really busy as a therapist, I would say, look, I think it's time to try not being here every week. So I was willing to pull the plug well before. And what I would do is say, look, rather than going from once a week or twice a week, let's go every other week for a while and see how that goes, and then let's go once a month and know that I'm always here. I'm a tool for you, and so when you need me, just come and find me, but that doesn't mean you have to carry me around with you all the time. So he'll know.
Okay. Can I tell you one compliment?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. All right. I've been at the same job for 30 years. In the middle of that 30 years, I started listening to you at night on the way home because my local station carried it in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So I've been listening to it and, you know, act stupid, be cheerful, smile, and, you know, pretend, just make everything
stupid and cheerful, right?
Right, stupid and cheerful. So I felt that you gave that tip or that guidance to me to make me my experiences better or easier. What's happened by doing that is I've went from a mediocre employee to the best employee they have, because that made it easier for everybody else.
Well, that is a lovely compliment. Thank you.
Yeah. So I really appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you back. And listen, if ongoing, as I said, I think the people who are probably, you brought me back to one more thing. I think the people who are probably the most at risk right now is probably your grandfather. Because, or your father, rather, because he's gone through two losses. He's contemplating his own mortality. He's a man, and he's a man of a different generation. I would probably have, if they're in assisted living or in any kind of senior housing, I would probably have somebody drop in on them. And I might have, I mean, it's not that they're not going through, because they're going to lose friends. And to lose children, I think, is its own particular sadness. So I would probably get somebody either for them, maybe to do something even prophylactically, to go and talk to both of them. Because you want their remaining years to be as positive and as life-affirming as possible. And that's a lot to have those two deaths so close together.
Right. Okay. Well, that's really great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Julie. And thanks for the compliment. I appreciate it a lot.
Okay, yeah.
And congratulations on being a Gold Star employee. We love that. All right, Andrew, you're on the air. Thank you for being patient with me. How am I going to help you?
No problem. How are you, Dr. Joy?
I'm very well, thanks. How am I going to help?
I'm actually calling about a caller you had. I want to say it was the beginning of the week. Don't quote me on his name, but I think his name was Ryan. And he was worried about an issue that he was upset with his ex-girlfriend or something, or a friend, and the police showed up.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Well, I wanted to call and make the suggestion, because I noticed you had a little bit of a hard time trying to tell him that they obviously came because they were called to the apartment.
Yep.
Most city or towns, and I'm saying most because I don't know if they all do it, but the people can Google it. They type in their town or the city name and type in, you know, let's use New York, for example, since you're in New York.
Okay.
Type in New York, Citizens Academy. And what it is, it's a course that the citizens can take. It's a free course. And I took it in Sandwich, Massachusetts, where I live,
okay.
And it was a 12-week program. And it basically goes over all the different laws. It goes over criminal law, juvenile law, motor vehicle law. It goes over all different types of laws. And
wow.
They cover exactly what he was complaining about.
That's terrific. Can you stay on with me a little bit more and tell me a little bit more than that? All right, that's fantastic. Sounds like something all of us should be taking. All right, but we'll be back with Andrew and the Citizens Academy. Maybe I'll Google it while we're waiting to put Andrew back on. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Andrew, who actually had a terrific suggestion. Ryan, let me just be real candid with you about Ryan. Ryan has called up over the last year. Manny, what would you say? Like maybe at least half a dozen times about the same issues. So,
I've listened to you for I can't tell you how many years, and I've heard the guy, and I actually thought it was a repeat because it seemed like it was the same exact thing over and over.
He just calls for the same exact issue, and sometimes I can get him to a slightly different place, and sometimes I can't. But I looked up, I Googled the Citizens Academy, what they have here, and I think it's the same thing. They said the Citizens Police Academy program, which there's a misspelling in it. Can you believe that? Was first implemented here in 1993. As part of the department's ongoing effort to develop a working relationship with the community. It's a 14-week program offered two times a year during the spring and fall. Participants are nominated by the commanding officers of every precinct, transit district, and housing public police service area. So I don't know if you could do this as a citizen. Let's see. Experienced Training Bureau instructors provide training in the legal, social, and procedural aspects of policing. In addition to core courses, other areas of study include firearms discipline and counterterrorism. Lectures in electronic media, role play stimulation, workshops are utilized. Upon graduation, participants are encouraged to participate in the Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association.
Correct. So I mean, that sounds like it might be it, but I mean, you know, like I said, not every town may have, every town or city may have this.
I do
but
that. I wonder if they let me do
it. Worth it.
Yeah, it sounds, I mean, first of all, to just know a little bit more, but I mean, it sounds terrific. Did you actually take it?
Yes, I took it in 2011. I mean, I've always had respect for police officers anyways, but when I took the course, it gave me a lot more respect because you actually really get to learn a lot about what they actually go through on a daily basis.
Now, you took it as...
Courses,
go ahead.
One of the courses they did was a, or at least in the course that I took, they did a drinking and driving one. And they actually had like two former graduates come in with a police officer. They went with the police officer, and the police officer kept track of what they drank and stuff. And one was over the legal limit, and one was just under the legal limit. And we had to determine by the way they were doing the field sobriety test who was drunk and who was not drunk. But then, you know, they do it really good. They do a motor vehicle law course. I actually learned Massachusetts state law. If you have been drinking and you're driving and you get tired and you go to pull over, if you go to shut the keys off and your keys are in the ignition, if an officer pulls up and speaks to you and goes through the field sobriety test, he can arrest you for drinking and driving. If your keys are in the ignition, your car does not have to be running in the state of Massachusetts.
Wow.
All the keys just have to be in the ignition. The car could be off, nothing running. If the keys are in the ignition, they can, by law in the state of Massachusetts, arrest you for drinking and driving.
So if you're going to pull over to the side of the road because you've had too much to drink, which hopefully you didn't do anyway, take the keys out of the ignition.
Either take the keys out of the ignition or jump into the passenger seat.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, although Massachusetts, there are two movies now about Massachusetts. One is Black Mass, which is about Whitey Bulger coming out this weekend.
Yes.
And the other is The Spotlight, which comes out in the next couple of weeks. And it's fun for me because I lived there. And at one point, Mark Ruffalo, who plays one of the reporters on the Spotlight team, is trying to tell people how to get to the Boston Globe. And he said, don't take Dorchester Boulevard. And I thought, he knows what he's doing. And
you don't take that road at all.
No, it's a parking lot. But now,
him call in, and I was just like, you know what? I meant to keep calling you all week, and I just got busy with stuff myself, and I was.
It's a great idea.
I gotta call Dr. Joy Brown right now.
That's great. Did you take this just as a citizen? You don't have any particular.
No, correct. I took this as a citizen of the town of Sandwich just because I wanted to learn a little bit more. And now I'm in an alumni with them what we do is during hurricanes, snowstorms, special events, we actually go and help with crowd control and traffic control.
Did you have to pay for the course or was it free?
No, it was free.
I'd love to do that. I think that'd be great.
It really is. I mean, it's a great way to actually learn more what your local police department really does, and it gives you more of an in-depth thing. Like, well, we got to, as a side thing, we actually got to go to the fire range with them and actually fire their sidearms.
Yeah.
Which I went and did, and I got to do a four-hour ride-along with an officer where I was actually in the front seat with him, and we went through town and listened to the calls or for us to be called somewhere and actually go to a call with him and actually get to see how they go through the process.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done ride-alongs with the cops before, which is, I mean, it's not, and they, for me, they said, I did a couple of overnights, and they finally said, Brown, if we tell you to hit the deck, you were to lie flat on the back seat of the car and shut up.
Oh, well, when we did ours, the lieutenant that was teaching the course, when we were all signing up for him, he goes, I will tell you right now, if you all have cell phones, you need to bring your cell phones. Because if a call comes over and it is a shooting, the officers have been instructed to pull over to the side of the road and drop you off. You are not going to those type of calls. I am not going to allow it. You will be dropped off on the side of the road. He goes, now, obviously, I know who has cell phones and who doesn't. If I hear the call and I'm free, I will jump in my cruiser, come and get you where you are, and bring you back to the police station so you can get your car and go home. But if you have a cell phone, you better bring it with you just in case.
Well, mine, they weren't going to drop me by the side of the road. They were. They just said, you have to lie back.
Yeah, you have to get back.
Yeah. There were no shootings, but there were a couple. There was a rape, and we caught the rapist at one point, which is an alarm. I mean, you don't know what it is. I mean, and television doesn't really give you the idea of it. I'll tell you the movie that got the closest to what to being there is Sicario, which opens this weekend, where you really feel like you're on the raid. But it's not. It's still not the same as being there in life. And you know that you're protected, and you know that. But the other thing is that those guys don't want to have to watch out for you when they're trying to keep themselves safe and everybody else safe. So
exactly.
Yeah, and that's a great idea. All right, it's called Citizens Academy. In New York, at least, it's called the Citizens Police Academy.
And that's what it's called there.
Okay, good enough. Great suggestion, Andrew. I appreciate it a lot. Thanks for listening. Yeah, great.
No problem. Have a great one.
All right. So, man, doesn't that sound kind of cool?
Yeah, it
does. Would you take that?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think, as I said, I've ridden with the cops before, which is no matter how cool you think you are, and I don't really think of myself as cool, I just have been, I've been a psychologist for a long time. I've always lived in big cities. I've been in lots of kind of terrifying situations. But this one, it's a different kind of thing where it's something that you're doing. You know, I've been at Ground Zero. I've been in hurricanes. I've been a first responder. But it's very different when you're doing it not in response to a specific issue, but it's what your life is. It's what your job description is. And it's a completely different way of looking at it.
Yeah, for sure.
But, and that's a great suggestion, though, of people who have issues. 14 weeks is a long commitment, but it still sounds like something kind of interesting. So maybe we'll look into that. You guys are great. You always come up with cool things that I never would have thought about. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, we might as well do a day in history, even though we've gone through so much of the program without you guys knowing what was going on, except Christopher Columbus and the fourth ship. The first cornerstone of the Capitol building was laid on this very day in 1793, by no less than George Washington. There you go. Mm. And remember that they burned the Capitol, remember? Dolly Madison.
Uh-huh.
War of 1812. It's all coming back to you.
Right. Slowly but surely.
1809, the Royal Opera House in London opens. That's pretty old. 1851, the first publication, the New York Daily Times, which became the New York Times. 1851. That's an old newspaper, right?
Yeah.
It's not the oldest, right? Because we covered something else. Was it the Herald is the oldest?
I think so, yeah.
In 1873, Jay Cook and Company declares bankruptcy, triggering a series of bank failures in 1873. Did you know that, the Panic of 1873?
I did not know that, no.
You know, America, one of the reasons I love doing this kind of thing is because we think that things have happened to us for the first time. And almost nothing has. Even the terrorist attack on September 11th. There was a terrorist attack, I think, in 1901 or something, down by Wall Street that killed people. They bombarded the harbor. Daniel David Palmer gave the first chiropractic adjustment. And Ted Turner donated $1 billion to the United Nations in 1997. Thank you, Ted. And Booker T. Washington delivered the Atlanta Compromise. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Don, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I miss you all the time while I'm in the car and in and out. Anyway, you had just mentioned previous call of the movie about Whitey Bulger.
Bulger, yeah.
Bulger, okay. I saw it last night. And
what'd you think?
I've been reading about it in the newspaper for a long time and followed it for years and through the paper.
Okay.
I think it was absolutely awesome, and if Johnny doesn't get an Academy Award, I'd be shocked.
Well, there you go.
All
right.
It shows all the grossness, and one of the local critics in the paper said it showed the too nice a side of him. Well, supposedly he lost a son and he broke up over that. That makes sense. And his mother. That's the only nice.
Yeah.
But it's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. It's gross. There's no sex in it. The F word is, you know, throughout the darn thing. But I don't expect that in any movie anymore. I think they overdo it. In that case, I say it would fit with the category of people.
So you really liked it.
I loved it. It's one of the best I have seen in a long time. And again, I understood the whole storyline, but the way they laid it out, I think anybody who hadn't read about it in the paper could easily follow it, too.
Fair enough. I just thought, for me, there wasn't... there were so many interesting stories there to follow. I just thought it was kind of flat in the middle, especially in the middle. But listen, I'm delighted. I'll tell you what. Go see. Do you rent videos or not, Don?
Very, very seldom. I'm 78 years old, and I like to rent the movies.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let me suggest two other movies for you for this weekend. And then, if you really love the Whitey Bulger, there was a documentary that came out last year, 2014, called The USA, United States of America versus James Bulger, which was a documentary that tells exactly the same story, but it's got the real people in it.
Oh, yeah, I would like that.
Including Kevin Weeks, whom I interviewed earlier this week on somebody else's show. So that's number one. Number two, he remember the guy that at the beginning, the kid that is okay. That's Kevin Weeks, and he was part. It was part of his story. The two movies I think you might like this weekend, and then you can call me and tell me next week that you agree or disagree, are Everest, which is in 2D, or in 3D, about Mount Everest, the climbers that climb Mount Everest, and I thought it was terrific. And Sicario, which is the FBI and the drug wars with the Mexican cartels.
Yeah, they were in the previews of that last night where I went to a movie. Yeah.
All right. Well, those are the two. Well, I'm glad. We'll tell Johnny that you liked him a lot. And I mean, a lot of people feel like this is kind of the revival of his career. So good. Well, listen. I'm delighted you liked it, and I'm sure that the studios will be thrilled with you. They'll probably take your comment and put it in the newspaper.
Okay, well, getting off of that, though, I've listened to you a few years when I happen to be in the car, and it's the only time I listen to the radio, but I've called in a few times, but I think you're awesome, and many times regarding past marriages, I thought you were right on target in my experience, too.
Well, Don, thank you. What a sweetie pie. I appreciate it hugely.
Yeah.
All right, so listen.
The first two were bad, and the third one was awesome, but you passed 6 months ago, so that it took me a long time to get right, you know.
All right. Don, well, good. We like awesome a lot. I'll tell you what. If you go see any movies this weekend, either Everest or Sicario, and or the Bobby Fischer story, the Pawn Sacrifice, I think you'll probably like the first two better than the third one. Third one's a little slow. It's interesting, but a little slow.
Okay. Well, the one about the FBI you talked about, or the documentary, I should like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually very well done and with some great performances, and it'll make you feel like you're there. So, all righty?
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's great when you guys sort of call up and chat with me. All right, so here's the deal. The Pope excommunicated the Mafia today. Which, you know, I think that's kind of a gutsy move, actually. It's really interesting because people are comparing Black Mass with Goodfellas and the Godfather movies. They're very different, and maybe that's one of the problems, is that we're used to the violence, and we're probably even used to the charisma. But this one, it depends. Different people are going to like different kinds of things, so that's great. But my favorite religion story this week... And this one, I don't think this one's going to go away anytime soon. A 103-year-old woman whose name is Janora Ham Biggs, and she is a member of the Union Grove Baptist Church in Elberton, Georgia. And she's 103 years old. She joined the church when she was 11, right, which is 92 years ago. And Is that right? No, that's not right. It's 103 minus 11. Let's figure this out. So that's 92 years ago. Sorry, my math is a little off. And she decided she didn't like the minister, and apparently 20 other people have left. She said, we thought he was Baptist, but I think she thinks he's evangelical, that he's too religious or something. They don't like the way that, she doesn't like the way he conducted it, and apparently she made a fuss about it at a meeting. So they banned her from the church, and they had the cops there, so that, you know, they wouldn't let her in. And she's saying she's going to go back. So, I mean, it's one of those stories. Remember the old days where the church was a sanctuary and everybody could go? Apparently,
I remember.
You don't have freedom of speech in churches.
Wow.
I mean, it would seem to me I understand that being criticized by your constituents isn't much fun, but I mean, banning her and going ahead and calling the police on her?
Banning her seems, and calling the police on her, like you said, just seems a little over the top to me.
It
just,
a lot over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems like not...
necessary.
Well, and it seems like bullying behavior, right?
Yeah.
And suffer the little children come unto me? Don't we want to protect people? And really sitting down and saying, and maybe what you have as a minister is you have... two different services that you, or maybe one of your underlings do one of the services or something. So, but I don't think every church has to appeal to everybody. But banning somebody, I think it's okay for her to choose not to come. I don't think it's okay for him to say that she couldn't come. I mean, and apparently she's been criticizing him. He's been there for 6 years. And apparently she's been criticizing him for most of that time. But, so, you know, put on your big boy pants. And, you know, as long as she shows up, presumably she doesn't stand up in the middle of the service and say, you're an idiot, which apparently she doesn't. She's talked at meetings with the church board. But, they asked her, did you sit down and talk with him? She said, he doesn't listen to anybody. Listen, would you take a 103-year-old woman on? I don't, this woman, you know.
She sounds tough.
He's going to lose his job.
Yeah.
You know, you pick your battles, and you never pick a battle with a 103-year-old woman. Never, never. Even Donald Trump knows that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste, because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like, I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now, I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure, and it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.